Thank you. I welcome you all to my talk this morning on electroantennogram and behavioral responses of Pteromallus civilella to odor stimuli associated with one of its numerous stored product host pests. Pteromallus civilella is of the Pteromallus taxa. The adult parasitoid range between 1.5 to 4.0 millimeters. It's blackish in color with shining blue coloration. It's a generalist ectoparasitoid infesting several concealed larvae of stored products, including Callosobrochus species, Cytophilus species, and a host of other Lepidopteran pests, including Plodia interpunctella. Owing to its polyphagous feeding habit, that is, feeding on several species in numerous families, it's the research focus on this parasitoid has focused on its utilization as a biocontrol agent of pest of stored products. Generally, little is known about its biology and host location behavior. In fact, of about 10 publications available on this parasitoid, only one study by Mbata et al. Is available on its host location behavior. Parasitoid host location has received significant attention for the past 3 decades. It is important for enhancement of parasitoid rearing, which is a prerequisite to utilization of parasitoid as as biological control agents, especially in the stored product environment. Host location by parasitoids. Parasitoids use cues, which include chemical cues, which could be stimuli from the host habitat, such as flowering plants, host plant cinnamons, specific host chiromones, including stimuli from immature and adult hosts, for example, cuticular substances, adult female pheromones, and lastly, parasitoid use interaction between the host and the host habitat, such as the stimuli from frass. Parasitoids also use physical cues, which may include mechanical cues, for example, larval vibration, visual cues like the honeybees do for to locate nectar sources, and finally, tactile cues, which could include antennal and ovipositor probing. Now, in some of our earlier experiments and earlier studies, first we investigated the suitability of previously frozen larvae of P. civilella, suitability of previously frozen larvae of C. maculatus, which is the host to this parasitoid, which is the host that I used for this parasitoid, as a host for rearing the parasitoid, and found that P. civilella was able to develop on dead larvae of C. maculatus. This suggests to us that larval vibration may not be an important cue for host location by this parasitoid. In another study, we examined the antenna sensilla of P. civilella and found that females have greater number of the multiporous placoid sensilla, which have been reported by numerous authors as being involved in perception of host-related stimuli. In addition to these two studies, the results by Mbata et al. 2004 also indicated that females showed significant responses to host chiromones. Now, my research objective is to investigate the importance of simiochemicals from the first and the second trophic levels in host location by this important parasitoid. I hypothesized that chemicals from the first trophic level will be more important as host location cue, especially from the long range for this parasitoid. The basis for my hypothesis are, first, larvae of this parasitoid, the host to this parasitoid, are concealed within cowpea seeds. and it's a generalist parasitoid. So larvae of most of its hosts are concealed within the grains. More so, in one of our preliminary studies, we found no significant difference in the attractions of the parasitoid to infested and uninfested seeds. And several authors have also reported the ability of parasitoids to utilize volatiles from host habitat as long-range cues for host location. What I did more or less is, the host and the parasitoid, I reared them under the above conditions and extracted volatiles using pure laboratory grade hexane, extracted volatiles from uninfested cowpea seeds, infested cowpea seeds whose larvae and frass have been removed. I weighed these materials in the lab, extracted volatiles from them, and concentrated the volatiles under nitrogen to 5 microgram per micron liter. Using similar procedure, I extracted volatiles also from the larvae, adult female and adult male, adult male and adult female brookids. Concentrated the volatiles extracted to 5 individual larvae or adult brookids per micron liter. I conducted the following experiments in order to answer to test my hypothesis: electroantennogram study, behavioral studies including 2-way and 4-way olfactometers, and finally analytical studies using gas chromatography. And for the purpose of this talk and for the purpose of our time, I'll briefly present the EAG and the 2-way olfactometer results, then give detailed talk on the 4-choice olfactometer. The above chart shows the EAG response of mate female P. cerulella to various host related stimuli. On the y-axis, I have the absolute EAG depolarization, and on the x-axis I have the various tested treatments. Generally, all the tested stimuli elicited greater antennal responses in the parasitoid than hexane, with extracts of the uninfested cowpea seeds, brookid infested cowpea seeds, larva frass, and brookid larvae showing greater and eliciting greater responses than adult male and female brookids. The above chart shows the responses of the mate female P. cerulella to various tested stimuli in the white tube olfactometer. On the left arm I have the control arm, and on the right side I have the stimulus arm. Now, all the tested stimuli except for the extracts of the adult male brookids showed significant, they elicited significant attraction of female parasitoids. In the female parasitoids. Now, what we now did is the 4 most attractive of these 5 stimuli were subjected to preference test using the 4-choice olfactometer. This is the picture of the 4-choice olfactometer that I used. It's more or less a kind of binary test, in which case I compared 2 treatments with 2 controls. I have 2 treatments in 2 of the arms of the olfactometer, then control in the other arms. And the 4 most active compounds, the uninfested seeds, infested seeds, brookid larvae, and larva frass, were the ones that I tested. I paired 2 of the treatments with 2 controls. My controls were laboratory air and hexane injected onto filter paper strip. The above table shows the responses of the mate female P. cerulella to the attractive host-related stimuli in the 4-choice olfactometer. The Tests involving the uninfested seeds and infested seeds, we find no significant, as well as uninfested seeds versus broccoli larvae, we find no significant difference in their, in the parasitoid responses to this test. Whereas with the uninfested seed versus larva frass, we find significant attraction of the parasitoid to the infested seeds, about 53%, over about 23% to larva frass. This table suggests to us that uninfested seeds, volatiles from uninfested seeds are preferred by the parasitoid over the larva frass. This looks reasonable to us because the larva frass as well as the hosts are concealed within the infested seeds. In summary, female P. cerevisiae showed significantly greater responses in the EAG experiment. Females also showed significant attraction to all the tested extracts except to the extracts of the male brochids, and they showed significant preference for volatiles from uninfested cowpea seeds over the larva frass. In conclusion, our study suggests that stimuli from the host habitat as well as the brochid specific stimuli are important in host location behavior by this parasitoid. Stimuli from the first trophic level may be more important. And finally, this parasitoid being a generalist parasitoid, its attraction to the uninfested seeds we suggest may be due to presence of the general plant volatiles in the uninfested seeds, as Ram et al. Has reported in 1999. We've proposed the plausible host location steps by this parasitoid to include, when uninfested seeds release the volatiles, brochids get to the uninfested seed to release volatiles, the blend between the brochid and the plants release volatiles, then the parasitoid now set out to, from long range, get to the uninfested seed, and from short range, decide between the chiromos of the brochids to locate the host. Future studies to identify the compounds involved and to investigate specific cues involved in host location by this parasitoid is important. I acknowledge the following people and members of our lab. Now welcome questions.